Blog Talk Radio.
Great afternoon, all of my Health is Your Wealth fans. Come on in and celebrate with us on today. Celebrate what, you might ask? Celebrate the gift of life. Today is Friday, the 17th of November, 2017, and I am here to testify that there will never be another, nor has there ever been one before, a day of this date. So help me celebrate, everyone. Friday, November 17th, 2017. Today on Your Health is Your Wealth, we are going to open up in our traditional fashion with a moment of meditation. And the choice of meditation that I chose today comes from When Spirit Speaks, I Listen. Again, When Spirit Speaks, I Listen. And for clarity, we're going to say it one more time. When Spirit Speaks, I Listen. It's all right to talk. It's all right to write. It's imperative to listen. It is said that during our day, we spend about 55% of our time listening. The questions are, what are we listening to? Are we attuned to spirit? Do we realize that listening to spirit can really, really help? Spirit is always with us. We just need to listen to its messages. As I navigate through the day, I have become more aware that spirit is with me. I submit my ways and actions to the inner voice of spirit. I recognize when spirit speaks. I no longer confuse my thinking with the voice of spirit. Spirit speaking is often a gut feeling as well as a voice in my mind. The depth of my knowingness in how spirit speaks to me, I thank you for the zeal in me, the zeal through me, and the zeal that's all around me. Thank you, Christ within, and so it is. From the scripture, Hebrews 3:7, therefore, as the Holy Spirit said, today I will hear his voice. And I chose that, you know, that particular meditation, because on today here at Your Health is Your Wealth, our topic today is setting healthy habits. And anything worth having is worth working for, not just the getting, but the discipline it takes to keep and to maintain. So today we're discussing the topic of making a habit to form healthy habits. Let me repeat that. Today, we're discussing the topic surrounding making it a habit to form healthy habits. These are the habits that foster better health, better wellness, financial freedom, legacy building, and the abundance of God's promises. This is an exciting time, and are most grateful that we have this platform to express and impart these blessings and truth to as many as we can reach. So on last week, or the first Friday of the month, we were blessed to have on our show Pastor Vanessa Bowler of Baltimore, and it is my honor and privilege that she agreed to join us again on today. So as my co-host, I will not only have Pastor Vanessa Bowler with us today, but we have our one and only Mama Mary Williams on the show today. When it comes to setting healthy habits, I derived a list of things, some that I found from Google, some that I pulled from my personal notes. But I just thought it was such an amazing topic. I heard once said that, how do you start setting healthy habits? And the response was vast. Everybody had a different take on what needed to be done to set healthy habits. But the most profound thing that I heard, which catapulted me into the topic for this show, it was making it a habit to set healthy habits. And with that being said, making it a habit to form healthy habits, it brought up the realization that we're not always going to do things perfect. And quite often when we set out on an agenda to develop habits or regimens and we don't honor them or we fall short, we immediately resolve ourselves to defeat. And the habit of forming a habit to develop healthy habits frees you up, and it gives you the opportunity, the consciousness, and the awareness to know that you don't have to get it perfect. You just have to get it going. I could talk all day. I'm not going to hog up the show. I want to bring in reintroduce Pastor Bowler to the show, my sister, my friend. And are you coming through clear, Pastor Bowler?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Great. Thank you. And we also have our very own Mama Mary Williams. Mary Williams on the show today with us.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Great Friday. How are
good
you?
Good afternoon. I'm just fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. We are discussing healthy habits, and I have a desk full of paperwork, and I found something on Pinterest. And it's called the Healthy Habit Daily Countdown. I thought it was so incredibly unique. But the Daily Healthy Habit Countdown goes from 9 to 1. And it was 9,000 steps, meaning that we walk and stay active, 8 hours of sleep, 7 glasses of water, 6 minutes of meditation, 5 servings of fruit and vegetables, 4 breaks, which includes stretching and a mental stillness, 3 meals and 3 healthy snacks, 2 hours of no phone before bed. I repeat, 2 hours of no phone before bed, and 1 session of exercise. And I thought this was so incredibly neat that someone took the time to do this countdown, but that the countdown was so incredibly accurate to where we actually need to be and the type of habits that we desire to set: exercise, meditation, prayer. The 6 minute of meditation, we covered this information on a show earlier this year, but it was 3 minutes of meditation 3 times a day. So if you can only get in 3 minutes of meditation once or twice a day, that is fine. But it is so incredibly helpful, and it is it's very nourishing to the body. When you meditate, you sit down and listen to the voice of spirit. You listen to answered prayers. You may just need a quiet time, a moment of stillness, and it has been so incredibly impacting. I try to do it as often as I can. I think I'm really, really, really mastering the art of meditation. I once spoke with a mentor of mine, and I was expressing how I'm not able to get my meditation in because there's always something going on around me. And he said, "Kim, keep going no matter what state you're in. Keep practicing on your prayer life and your meditation life, because there is going to come a time, no matter how much distraction is going on around you, you still are able to find that time of solitude and peace." And I mean to tell you, I am getting there. I work at the largest airport in the world. Needless, shall I say, there's always a form of chatter, heavy machinery, and ruckus going on. Always. And I have found the art and science behind consistent meditation. So I just think that's so incredibly important. I know that it's very confusing when you discuss how does all of this tie into wealth building, legacy, financial planning. We here at Your Health is Your Wealth believe strongly in the fact that you have to have a healthy, strong temple. You've got to learn to honor and develop the temperance for a great physical, spiritual, and mental health. When those things are all in alignment, everything else falls into place. And I personally, it's my personal belief that God desires for us to know and honor our healthy temple. So I don't do everything perfect. I'm a work in progress, but I am just so excited about this journey because never have I ever had this much enthusiasm and passion about improving my health. You know, I was considerably overweight. I didn't take heed to doctors' suggestions or instructions. I just kind of lived life one day at a time. It is what it is. You know, some people have it, some people don't. I don't like exercise. I'm not that chick. I had every excuse and hindrance in the world that kept me from doing the things that nurtured and developed and fostered a healthy foundation. But something transformed in me, and I always call it at the end of the road. When I had no other choice, when everything that I had tried failed me, when the doctor told me that you're not going to improve, that you're going to get considerably worse, that was the time that I began to do something different. And even in my doing something different, I don't think that I had it 100%. All I know is that in that moment, my prayers were the most sincere. And I thought that was the most beautiful expression, Pastor Vanessa, on last week when you said that your first exercise regimen, you spent the majority of the day in tears. I could so identify. Yes, I could so identify because it is a spiritual level of transformation and consciousness. And mine was surrounded by stubbornness and anger. I was so incredibly stubborn and angry with my medical team that I said, you know what, I'll show them because they're not going to stop me. And in the midst of that frustration and anger, somewhere I transitioned into accountability. I speak a great deal on accountability because no one did this to me. You know, despite what type of upbringing I had and what I was taught as a child and the things that I saw and the emotional triggers and challenges that I wasn't willing to release, in this moment, knowing all of the things that I know, I am accountable for everything that I want in life. And there was a teacher out of New Jersey. I can't, if I wasn't trying to call her name, it would come naturally. But she said, success does not come to us. You have to go to it, or at least meet it halfway. You can't, her name is Marva Collins. And she said, success doesn't come to you. You have to go get it. You got to go get it. And if you're not in the position to go get it, you've at least got to meet it halfway. And that's part of the biggest part of my transformation is a shift in my consciousness. A lot of people say, Kim, oh my God, how did you lose 160 pounds? I can't believe, did you have the surgery? Are you on some type of medication? Do you have a trainer? And all of those things to some degree are true. I never had the bypass surgery, but it's a surgical extraction of your old belief system. You got to let that mess go. you know, everything, anything that we do will work. Not to make claims on a particular wellness system, but Jenny Craig, Nutrisystem, Weight Watchers, TLC, every last one of them works. And they have worked for people in the past. It has nothing to do with the regimen, or it has only 10% to do with the regimen and 90% with your shift in consciousness. You've got to change your mindset. So the healthy habits segment is learning to make the habit, learning to make the habit of making healthy habits. Now, just a couple of the habits that I do on a regular basis, and I'm going to open it up because I want to hear from you today, Pastor Vanessa. The first thing I do is I don't beat myself up. I just don't. I didn't gain this weight in one day. I'm not going to lose it all in one day. So the first thing I do on a regular basis is I pray, I meditate, and I thank God for where I am right now. I spent entirely too much time feeling sorry for myself. Sitting on the self-pity couch will get you nowhere. And those good cries that we have, I have them on a regular basis. I've learned that they are healing. So the first thing you do is stop beating up on yourself. Give yourself a break. We talked about hydration, meditation, and prayer. When you get up in, or when I get up in the morning, let me just say that. When I get up in the morning, I love coffee. I don't start my day. I can't start my day without coffee. I had to break that habit. I had to break it and begin to hydrate the body. Breakfast means to break the fast. I never realized that. Breakfast to me meant sausage, grits, and eggs. I didn't know that breakfast means to break the fast. At night while we're resting, the body is restoring and rejuvenating itself. And it's in a form of fasting. It's in a form of hibernation and restoration. So when you get up in the morning, the first thing you do is replenish it with the most healthiest natural substance known to man. And for us, that is water and prayer. That's it. Mm-hmm. And after I've got my water in, then I can start maneuvering around doing all those other things I want to do. But I have learned that by hydrating the body first thing in the morning will change every dynamic of how you function. So to break the fast, just that was a habit I let build inside of me. Now, do I get the 7 to 10 glasses a day that most people recommend? Not always, but I always get my morning dose. So I'm not going to keep talking. I wish I could say that I exercise every day, but I got a strange suspicion that Dr. Dunlap is on the line and he might know that won't be the case. But I do try to exercise as often as possible. So Pastor Vanessa, if you would just bless us today with hearing your beautiful voice and chime in on how you feel about setting the habit of setting healthy habits.
Okay. I pondered over, you know, the introduction and what you were saying, it was a scripture that came to mind. And one of the scripture that came to mind is in Proverbs 23, I believe it's Proverbs 23:7, where it speaks of, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if one of the things is that, for me, I had to go past my thinking of myself. I had to think past what I had placed in my mind already about myself. And normally in this whole cycle of being being healthy and becoming that whole individual, we go into it sometimes with the premise of fear. That, and I spoke from that before about it just cannot be done. It's impossible. There's no way I'm going to be able to do this. And it's impossible because we try to like encapsulate the whole package, you know, the whole 50 pounds in a day. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's impossible for that to happen. And so what we have to do is begin with those healthy, setting those healthy habits and those healthy patterns and things to get to success. It's the same thing as it is when you are also, you know, for me, working towards that entrepreneurship, that those same principles, the same principles that is used for that can be used in even in us doing what we need to do for our bodies. And the success is not about making, you know, a good business deal, but you have to begin to first make healthy decisions as well. And many people, if you look at most people, why they are not able to maintain and what it is that they're doing is because they have not taken the time to really write down and focus and say, where do I want to go? Where do I want to go? What is this going to look like for me? How is all of this going to come together? And the scripture speaks in Habakkuk, and this was one thing that, you know, that early on is just begin to journal the process, begin to write down what it looks like, write down how you feel, write down success, write down the areas of defeat. Just look at it. Look at it. What does it look like? And so the Bible says in Habakkuk 2:3, it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. You have insight of where you want to go. You have insight of where you want to be. Okay, so I see myself. I saw myself at the maximum of 15 pounds from 300. I saw myself at that, but I didn't have. But I had to see myself going down and not any longer going up. I had to see myself. I had to begin to write and say, okay, the doctors might have spoken and said that I have diabetes, but I'm writing down on this list, my goal is to conquer diabetes. My goal is to conquer this, and it will not be, you know, this is not something that, you know, will take me out. I can beat this. And so when you begin to write the to-do list, write the list, what do I want? Okay, this is what I want to do tomorrow. And I always say to be realistic in your goal planning. When I first started out, I wasn't realistic. I was not realistic. And I was literally doing a number to myself emotionally. And that's one thing that, you know, we're really on the onset of the time of year where people start really saying in January, I'm going to start and I'm going to go to the gym every day and I'm going to do this and I'm going to, you know, and it's this whole to-do list. And it is so not realistic. And so a month or so after they started, it fizzles out. Because you were not realistic in your goal planning and your to do list. Okay, so you know I set the pattern that I'm gonna drink water. I'm gonna make myself drink water. I'm gonna flush my body, keep my body flushed. I'm gonna drink water. I'm gonna get out and move my body. If the weather is inclement and I'm not able to get outside, I'm gonna do something even within my home or that trip to the gym, you know, whatever it is that I'm still keeping my body active. I'm still keeping my body in that flow of moving. And on top of that, I'm also allowing myself to meditate. And I'm so glad that you brought up the portion of meditation because a lot of people have been taught that meditation is wrong. They were taught that it's wrong because they look at it from a culture or a teaching and not really understanding that meditation is for us. That the word speaks and says that we are supposed to meditate upon the scriptures. When you begin to meditate on the scriptures and you begin to come in oneness of what the fullness of who God is and you begin to draw that very presence into you, there is an illumination that comes out of you, and when that illumination begins to fill you, it's nothing but good. And so then we begin to meditate and draw that into us, the full essence of that we were made in his image and his likeness, that we are made in the very essence of God. When I really begin to focus on that very essence of God and how this revelation came to me was one day I was walking in the park and, you know, doing that time of walking in the park, every morning I had changed the course, the path that I was walking. And if I had continued to walk the same way, I would have missed this revelation. But this day, you know, I was instructed, go to the other field and walk over there. And when I walked over there, I noticed as I came around this lap on the park, I saw a young lady, and there she was sitting in the sun. And she was sitting right in the rays of the sun. She had her legs folded, and she had her, you know, she was positioned, and she had her hands raised, and she was just soaking in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, I was like, wow, wow. And then the spirit began to speak to me that she, in that moment, is connecting back with God, where she came from, and receiving in the very essence of who God is. She's drawing all of that into herself, that wherever that she goes from that point during the day, she is nothing but pure essence of light. And that's what the mm-hmm. meditation does for us. It causes us to be the very pure essence of light wherever that we go. Wherever we go, wherever we that we begin to draw, and others will begin to see the difference. The reason why you were able to lose the 100 and so odd pounds that you were able to lose, and for me, you know, the 75 plus pounds, and still continue to, you know, to go down, is because we're allowing the fullness of the Creator to come into us, and that's something that we are not taught to do. But you got to allow the fullness, mm-hmm. and it's a mindset change. It's a mindset change that no longer is this just script on a book or something that someone has told me, but I'm allowing the essence of my whole man to be filled with the fullness and the pure essence of God. When I allow all of that to come inside of me, then I can totally be transformed and changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that when we pull ourselves into those places, then we will begin to see the manifestation of the vision. We begin to look at things differently. You begin to look for your places of peace. That it could be thousands of people in the room. It could be thousands of, you know, all kinds of chaos, confusion, and mayhem going around. But yet within yourself, you are at such peace. You're at such a, you're at such a place of calm, not, you know, where things that used to cause you to set you off, but yet your body, and even so with all of that, healing is coming into your body. The healing is coming into your body. And there are many people, and I, as I said before on the show, you know, whatever choice, a pattern, or course that you choose to become and flow in the habits of being healthy, you got to make sure that the mind lines up with the body, because you could lose hundreds and hundreds of pounds and still be very unhealthy and be unhealthy in your thinking because you have not allowed the thought process to change. I know many of people who have gone through the surgery and they still have bad habits. And you see, they still have very bad habits. Their bodies, they've lost the, you know, but it's still that addictive nature of whatever it is that caused, you know, them to be in the state before, but yet they're still in that place because they have not allowed their minds to be transformed. And that's where the transformation has to begin. And that was one of the things that I really had to allow God to do in me, was to change my mind and change the mind the way that I thought about myself, because it wasn't about anybody else. Just like you said in the very beginning, it was not about anybody else. I could blame my mother. I could blame, you know, my family. I could blame, you know, this one, that one, whatever. But I never forget one day I came to the realization. I'm a person. I like movies and there's little statements that are made in movies. And I never forget the movie Beloved, and the daughter that was so challenged and all the things that was going on in her home. And they said, you have to go out of the backyard. And many people are stuck. They're still standing in the backyard expecting an experience in the park, but you have to go out the backyard. You know, you're still stuck in the thinking of the yard, but you got to step outside of the yard. And the one morning when that revelation came to me, you know, in the area where I live, it's a park across the street. It's a literally, if I walk straight out, it's a park right across the street. But all my years, you know, in my 20s and my 30s, I never went to the park. I never stepped out the backyard. It wasn't until I made the shift to step in a whole new area and
yes.
go to the park, which was literally across the street, that the freedom and the liberty come for me. I had to get out the backyard. And so it causes in this setting of habits is to change patterns, change the pattern, do something different. Where before you would literally drive to the store, which is two blocks down the street. You drive to park the car, go in the store, and drive back two blocks down the street. Where now the thought process is, oh, I can walk. That's right. That's not far. I can walk. You know, I can get my steps in today. I'm going to walk to the store. I'll walk
That's
to the
right.
Office. I'll walk to the post office. I begin, and you begin to change, you know, in that setting habit is to begin to do things differently. You know, we become creatures of habit. And you don't even realize that in becoming such creatures of habit, there's so many bad habits that are enclosed in that, you know. And so we got to change that, the process and the how we do it, change it, you know, and be, you know, be open to being led by the Spirit, as you opened in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Be open to
yep.
be led by the Spirit, because if you begin to incorporate, you know, if you begin to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your journey, the Holy Spirit will speak to you. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. There are many, many a diet. There are many, many plans, you know, all types of things there out there that you could try, you could do. But you got to be willing to be open to the Spirit. You got to be open. You got to be open where yesterday you might have had six glasses of water. The Spirit might say today, push that to 8 glasses of water. Let's see if you can do the 8 glasses of water. And then you become conscious. Now the consciousness is changing. My thought process is changing where I could eat this, but no, you know, I think I'd rather eat this, you know, and you do the way out. And even so, if in the process that I slip or I don't quite make it to the goal that I had desired, I don't beat myself up anymore. It's okay. There's tomorrow. We'll start again tomorrow. And that's another thing in the process of the habits is even change your mindset. People feel that because they messed up that, oh, you know, it's the end of the world. I've been there. I thought, you know, when I, you know, I went on a binge for a moment. I'm like, and I just beat myself up. But then I had to, no. Mm-mm. Start again. Just start again. You can start again.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm in the place now where it's a more consciousness of thinking. You know, you're thinking and you're processing this thing and knowing it's okay. It's all right. Tomorrow. You'll do tomorrow, and you know we'll start over, and then from there, just beginning to know that it is, you know, as we talked about that last time, that the body it is a whole man is in this journey together. This is a holistic walk. This is a holistic walk that the mind, the body, the soul, and the spirit are on this journey together. And I have to incorporate all of them in the journey. I can go and work out on the machines all I want. I can get as many muscles as I want. But if my mind is still not changed, and if my mind is still not changed, all I have is muscle. I haven't gleaned anything. That all I have is muscle. So everything, and then, you know, the spiritual nature, because, the word speaks that we were created in his image and his likeness. What is it? What is it to become to the fullness and the likeness of God? What is the image the day that you set me in the course to be coming into this earth? What was the image that you had for me?
Mm-hmm.
God, what is it? And if you begin to say, God, allow me to see the image that you had for me, not the image that I had for myself, because the image I had for myself, I messed up, it was messy, and it wasn't good, but the image that you had for me, and when I work towards that full image of who you have, you really designed and created me to be, and I begin to get a I begin to have the vision of it, and I can visualize that, that is powerful. That is so powerful. That was such a powerful moment and a revelation for me, that I'm working towards being who he wants me. He always created, I was created to be. That's what's happening. All of this transformation, where I thought it was about being free from diabetes, but he's saying, no, that's not what it's all, really, that's part of the package, but that's not the full package. The full package is I'm creating you to be in the image and the likeness of me. That's what I'm creating you for. That everywhere that you go, guess what? You people can see something's changed, something's different, something, you know, and it will ignite questions, you know, it'll ignite conversations. And then you'll change to the place that people, sometimes you go around people and you know them, but they don't know you because they don't recognize you. They don't recognize because they have been so accustomed to seeing the old man that they don't recognize the new man until you start, you speak or you do something and it's, and so it's a reminder, but God is making us into the image and likeness of who we, you know, from, you know, who he's always wanted us to be. And so, you know, those courses and places and patterns and things that we did before, it all has to change. It all has to change.
Absolutely. You actually said a mouthful, Pastor Bowler. I had to scribble this down. You can lose 1,000 pounds and still be unhealthy and unhappy if you don't allow consciousness to be realigned. That is just so incredibly powerful. And I agree. I was sitting here as you were speaking. I've been on a diet the majority of my teenage years and my 20s. Every period of my life, I can remember trying something different. And I realized that the reason they didn't work wasn't that the regimen wasn't impacting, but I had not yet matured into an understanding that I had to change my mind. You know, I have all the muscle in the world. If I don't have spiritual muscle, it's not going to last. It's just not going to last. Wow. Now, that's a level of gratitude that you just will always hold on to. I often say that my faith walk turned into a grace walk. Because you know how that old adage says, if you take up one step, God will take 10. It's true, because there were so many things I did not know. There, according to what the medical professionals were looking at and through the eyes of man, the only way they could figure out how to help me was through this surgery. Because physically, I was classified as incapable. But because I cried out in the spiritual realm, because I said, God, you got to fix this. I need you to help me right now. And my instruction was just to try this protocol. Just try it. You know, you don't have to get it all right. Just get it going. And because I was willing to change my consciousness, do something different, open up and be willing to allow help to help you. And I realized almost 200 pounds later that my faith walk turned into a grace walk, because where I didn't have the confidence, the courage, or the information, God provided it one step at a time. You know, it just all came about just because I tried. And now that willingness has turned into an eagerness. It's an insatiable thirst to want to know better, do better, be better. I mean, it's like you were saying that once you had the revelation that we were created in the image and his likeness. We've heard that all of our lives. And, you know, how do I apply that to me and what does it truly mean? But once you come into, we were discussing at church this week, serendipity. And a lot of times people consider, I can't ever think, every time I get ready to think of this word, I lose a train of thought. But basically serendipity is when these coincidences that in the physical realm, we would consider them coincidences, but in a spiritual realm, we realize these are things that we've prayed for, you know, over time, and God is revealing them to us. Now, in a journalistic environment, they'll say this is a serendipitous moment. But I began to have these serendipitous moments where I was like, God answered every prayer, because I always wanted the desire to be healthy. I wanted to be, you know, I come from a family of athletes. And when I say athletes, my father, my cousins play professional football. I have professional basketball players in my family. My sister defies all rational logic. This woman runs 10 miles a day. She's a basketball player. She's an expert in karate. You know, all of my siblings have these athleticisms that I never had. So somewhere in me, silently, I prayed and said, God, why not me? You know, what happened to me? Why don't I like this stuff? I just don't like it like they do. Maybe something's wrong with me. So moving fast forward 40 years later, I don't have to be a professional athlete in order to have a passion for health and wellness. And I realized that that was my serendipitous moment, because God gives everybody gifts. He just gives it to us in different ways. And this mm-hmm. has been my gift. This has been where he's established my conviction and commitment. You know, I know how to sow into the soul, or I know how to feed a spirit that is struggling with obesity, because why? I may be 6'2 and quite slender, but inside of me is a conscious understanding of what that feels like. You mm-hmm. know, I spoke with a young lady, you guys, and I just asked for prayer. I literally asked for the team to constantly be in prayer. We're going to do this faith walk in 2018. And I just really want to, you know, make reference to a young lady that I met via telephone. And I'm thinking I'm doing an ordinary sales pitch. I have these amazing products, and I believe that if you come from a holistic, all-natural perspective, that we can help you get healthy and happy, and, you know, you'll be back on your feet, and I'm sure you'll be confident as I am. And this young lady, pastor, told me I am 600-plus pounds. I'm bedridden.
Mm.
I haven't walked in over a year, and I just lost my breath. People are suffering as a direct result of lack of knowledge, lack of support, lack of, you know, we can blame it on a lot of things. Yeah, we're overeaters to the capacity that, you know, that I've developed this condition. But we discussed on last week that the eating is a symptom of some underlying issue. There's something mm-hmm. else going on deep beneath the crevices that, you know, that may not have been addressed or healed, that we're going to have to figure out. And I told her, I don't want to mislead you. I'm not a medical professional, but what I will be is an accountability partner. Whenever you need mm-hmm. to talk to me, I'm available to speak with. You know, we're going to start where we can start, from the beginning. That's the only place we can start. I tell her the same things that I share with anybody else. You've got to be willing. I know I have a friend, a very, very, very close family friend. About 15-plus years ago, I watched her lose over 100 pounds, and she is now a nationally known female weight professional, a weightlifter. And she's in the gym 8 to 10 hours every day, either working on her own physique or she's training people. So I was well over 300 pounds, probably close to 400. And I toddled on over to her and I said, Samantha, will you be my trainer? Now, this girl is very close. She's like a sister to me. She got real, real quiet and she kind of, you know, went into a very solemn position. And she said, Kimberly, before I agree to do that, I want you to pray on this. I want you to pray on it and ask God exactly what it is you need me to do. Because this is not a physical challenge. This is a spiritual challenge. Well, in my ignorance, I was like, what does she mean, pray on it? I know what to do. I already asked her to help me. And if she's a weight, trainer, she should be willing to train me. But she was trying to tell me then, which I didn't comprehend, that this isn't something physically we can do for you. If you get on the treadmill, if you eat the right diet, if you lift enough weight, just like you said, Pastor Vanessa, you're going to lose that 1,000 pounds, but you're going to do nothing towards your spiritual and your mental consciousness because you have to be in right alignment. Mm-hmm. And I did not know that then. I didn't understand it. I was actually pretty upset with her. I'm like, you see, I'm overweight and you did it, so help me do it. And she was adamant in her decision. Have you prayed on it? And what did God reveal to you? And I never could give her any clarity on what God revealed to me because the likelihood of me praying on it, I probably didn't pray. I went into the physical trying to figure out why she told me to do that versus following the instruction of prayer. And, you know, that's really where I realized that any product will work. They work. Any regimen will work. It works. Walking, hydration, meditate, all of it works. But you got to have the consciousness of willingness and obedience. You got to be obedient to what Spirit is advising you because everybody's journey is similar, but we're different. So I was speaking with this young lady, and I'm one of those kindred spirits. Pastor Vanessa, I very seldom meet strangers, but when I tell you I fell in love with the essence of this woman over that phone, I felt as though she were my sister and I had been knowing her all of my life because immediately I heard that doubt in her spirit. I heard her feeling like, what else can I do? You know, And I knew that I can't do this alone. This is something that I have to go to God in prayer. You know, I have to have the humility and the consistent obedience to sow right seed into people. And so I was sharing with a member of the ministry, you know, I need everybody to help me pray through this one because I've been 408 pounds. I could have been a little heavier because by the time the doctors determined that, you know, the condition of my health, that's where I weighed in at. But I was still physically able to move. I wasn't moving swiftly, but I could still get around. So, and then my height plays a significant factor because I'm so tall. You know, not that I was in proper physical alignment, but I could disguise the weight significantly as to where a shorter person couldn't. But I remember the swelling in my ankles and my feet. My feet and ankles would swell up like it looked like you could prick them with a pin and they would just explode. And I'm thinking, multiply that by 10 because this woman is 5 feet tall. So I'm like, oh, dear God. You know, we often look back over events in our life and say, I was designed for a day such as this. Because I have experience in that area, God wants me to help her, you know, and I'm going to help her. But I just said, my faith walk has been transformed into a grace walk because we're all living under his grace. So, I just thought that was so incredibly important. And it really reaffirmed in me that I don't have the leisure to give up. I have too many people that believe in me, too many people that are depending on me, and I'm not going to stop. I just can't stop doing this. And it, you know, I have this thing, oh, my word, there's this place called Sammy's Cheesecake. It is the most amazing cake you'll ever eat in your life. And this is very close to my job, and at least once a month I'll go over there and treat myself to a slice of cake. And I was thinking yesterday at work, no, ma'am, you're not going to Sammy's Cheesecake this week. It's a week before Thanksgiving. You know you're going to visit your family. You're going to be eating then. And for you to keep feeding yourself this irrational belief that one won't hurt or I can do this, and I can. I don't cheat myself when I want to do something. But it was just heavy on my spirit that right now is the season that I need to make a conscious sacrifice to the people that can.
Absolutely.
There are people that just can't do that right now. And I have to, even if it's a spiritual precedent, I have to set a precedent right now and stop feeding my physical desires and start sowing more into my spiritual desires, because I am literally calling out to help this young lady, and it's gonna get fixed. I'm not a big advocate of that that radical surgery. I don't really, it's dangerous. I don't like it. So
yes.
If that's the only thing that they can use to help her get better. But I'm just praying that, you know, a year from now we will have made substantial strides, and that
Amen.
She will have the spiritual and mental conviction that she can do it. You know, we just need to get her through the tough season. And we're just going to get through the tough season. But Pastor Val, oh my goodness, I'm thinking of someone else. Don't hold it against me, Pastor Vanessa.
It's okay, no problem.
Yes, please don't hold it against me. But I'm so appreciative because you always impart such amazing knowledge with the team and with our listeners, and I just really, really, really appreciate it. And
you're welcome.
Exactly.
Thank
as
you
said, Proverbs, as a man thinketh, so is he. And what a gift it is to think so highly of yourself. You know, you have to, we often think that it's wrong to think highly of ourselves. And it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's our God-given right to feel this way about ourselves. And it's not wrong to think highly of yourself. We must at all times recognize. And at my church, we have a prayer called the Prayer of Protection, and it says, the light of God surrounds me. I am the light. The presence of God protects me. I am that presence. The power of God protects me. I am that power. And the love of God enfolds me. I am that love. We are all the things, and you mentioned the illumination, to be illuminated in the light of God. We are that light.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we are. And because we don't know it, because we honestly don't always come to full consciousness that we are the light, and that through consistency that light will illuminate in us, then we kind of live our life a little clueless. And I so appreciate you speaking on that illuminating light. And I can actually see that young lady in the park just basking in the sun. I can see that in my mind's eye, just sucking in all the rays.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It was beautiful.
Mom,
and the revelation that came from it was just like, wow. So, yes.
Are you still walking in the park across the street?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Still walking. And I'm not going to stop walking.
I didn't get all of my walking in this week. I'm actually sitting here looking at one of my bicycle plaques. It's one of my favorite. It's a little guy sitting on, it's a brass plaque. And he's sitting on a bike pedaling. And it's a constant reminder to pull my bike out. It's been kind of cold, so I haven't been as enthusiastic about going out in the weather. But that's my before and after the holiday, Thanksgiving coming up, will be on my bike pedaling around the park because it is so incredibly, I don't know, it's a therapeutic experience for me. I really love cycling. I don't do it on the road because cars are not so friendly to an amateur cyclist. They are not at all friendly. So I take my bike into the park and I just ride around like a six-year-old up and down the hills.
Yes,
and it's, and it's so incredibly therapeutic, and it's
it's
a very transformative exercise, and you feel it. It looks easier than it is actually. It was 20 years since I had been on a bike, and when I got on, I found myself feeling extremely awkward. But the more you do it, of course, the more skill and precision you build yourself back up, and I'm really enjoying it. And that's something I'm going to do this week. And the takeaway on today is the recommitment to make sure I'm getting my water every day. I do my water in the morning, but I can do more. I can do more. And, you know, Dr. Vanessa, we always get, I'm thinking Dr. Dunlap, Pastor Vanessa, I'm all over the place.
It's all right. No problem.
Dr. Vanessa. But the water always makes you feel so much better, and we don't want to do it. I don't know what that is.
Right.
The things you don't want to do generally bring you the most benefit. But I have found that the water brings you more spiritual and mental clarity. It actually gives the body energy. You stay flushed and hydrated, and it's good for your hair, skin, and nails. Ladies,
yes, it
is.
Yes,
wonders for the body. So I don't know what the hindrance is from us doing more or my doing more, but that's my commitment, is to do more. Pass by one before bed and one when I wake up in the morning. It has to be. I'm really recognizing it right now in this moment. You could be doing so much more, and that's basically where we're going to start. You touched on just your starting point. Just start somewhere and move from there, and that's what we're going to do. Just start somewhere and move from there.
Right, and just like you know, and I'll say, just like it is when we, you know, we make a commitment to God, and then for whatever reason, we find ourselves back in the same space that we were in before. If we just ask God for forgiveness, he says that once we ask for forgiveness, he's just faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The same grace that he has given for us in that space of forgiveness is the same grace and that we have to give to ourselves. And we have to begin to give ourselves that area to just say, okay, I have not been doing everything that I need to do, but it's all right because I'm going to really focus on doing it, and I'm going to forgive myself for the places that I didn't do it, and I'm just going to keep moving. I'm just going to keep going, and I'm looking forward. I'm not looking back. I'm going to keep looking forward. And if
and
I keep looking forward, then I'm definitely going to reach my goal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pastor Vanessa, we're almost at the end of our segment, so I do need to remind our callers that we are here every first and third Friday of the month. You can either visit us on blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. Or you can dial in at 347-215-7934. And also, Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap and the PRF Ministries are on the line every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the PRF Institute. So, Pastor Vanessa, we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. You are so incredibly welcome to join us anytime. We have adopted you as a member of this family, And, oh, callers, we are in the formative stages of a health walk, and that's going to be coast to coast. We're doing Atlanta all the way to Baltimore.
New Jersey.
To New Jersey. I apologize. To New Jersey.
All right.
And that is going to be tentatively set for possibly the early spring, February, March time of 2018. And we're going to have a walk in New Jersey on the same day that we have a walk in Atlanta. And that walk is going to be designated or it's going to represent health, wellness, and a shift in your consciousness. So with that being said, we love you, we thank you, we appreciate you, and make it an absolutely amazing, amazing week. Love you all. My name is Sister Kimberly Silas, and it has been my pleasure to be your host of Your Health is Your Wealth on today. Be blessed and continued prosperity.